Blog Talk Radio.
When you sing a song, and that song is only about 3.5 minutes long, and a minute and a half it's the band going la da di da, you know. And I sort of think to myself, you know, somebody as a songwriter sort of got something extra that day. Anyway, that it was the Swingers from back in the early 1980s. They were a New Zealand band, but we called them Australian for the time they had a hit, and they only had one of them, and that was it. And welcome to the quirkiest game show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Tic Mac Banjo, and you are listening to a team of voices on Blog Talk Radio. We are a group on allpoetry.com, so if you want to come in and have some further idea about what the heck is going on with this particular program, knock on the door of allpoetry.com, go to a team of voices, and the person who will open the door will be Deb. Hello, Deb. How are you? Nope. I'm trying to find Deb. Hello, Deb.
Can you hear me now?
Crackling. Oh, I can hear you now. Yes, that's helpful. Yes.
Sorry about that. I was talking to the mute button. I'm good. How are you?
No, that's okay. So, we sit here and we have this game show. And it is an intriguing little, basically, event of noughts and crosses. So there's 9 poems, as in X's and O's game. And basically, if the person who was on the other end of the phone to me gets the answer right, they get an X or an O on the board. Noughts and crosses, you have to get 3 in a row. if you miss out, we go back to it at the end. And you might ask yourself, well, who are these poems by and what are they asking? Well, it's pretty simple. This being Tic Mac Manjo, there are basically four poems by me. Then the other five poems, one or two, this is the wonderful thing about Hatter having his way, one or two could be Banjo, and three or four could be somebody else. Now, I will tell you a couple of things about the bits of poems we're talking about tonight. The first is that they're all about rain, and the second is that they're all from Australian poets. So get out your Australian poetry lexicon, because all nine poems are from Australians. So, and they're about rain. Okay, so that's where it's coming from. Now, I have two esteemed guests to play the show with me, but both board members of the team of voices. The first is none other than Sweet Pea. Hello, Sweet. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you for asking. And we also have the person who has been with us all the way through doing this game, suggesting updates, everything else, Mr. Jay Hatter. How are you, Hatter?
I'm ready to go, ready to go. He's on.
Okay.
Going down, Sweet. Going down.
Too easy. Too easy. Confidence. Now, can I ask you, Sweet, did you want to be O's or X's?
Give back. It's Mr. Hatter's choice. Since it's his birthday month, I will give him every possible advantage.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do that. Hatter, did you want to be O or X?
I'll be X.
X it is. O. And Sweet, that means by
arc
of, you know, whatever's left, you're now O. Now, Sweet, I turn to you again, because we have to work out who goes first. And this, of course, becomes a very Australian thing of tossing the coin to work that out. And I have a 50-cent coin in front of me, and that has the Queen of England on one side, and it has a kangaroo and emu standing up on a crest on the other. And so my answer, my question to you is, do you want heads or tails? Head being the queen, tails being the said animals.
Oh, Lord, let's go with the queen. She's had a hell of a week.
True, very true. Okay, yes, getting old too. So here we go. And the answer is, you can hear in the background, is in fact, Queen Elizabeth II has come up on the coin. And so, Sweet, you are indeed the first to be able to choose a poem. Now, yeah. I should say, of course, Sweet, there are nine poems, and they go in number across the top, 1, 2, 3, across the middle, 4, 5, 6, and across the bottom, 7, 8, 9. You know, it's quite sophisticated like that and not particularly difficult. So, 5 in the centre, 1 and 9, left, bottom right. Which number from 1 to 9 would you like to start us off?
Let's go flat out number 5.
I thought you might. People seem to do that.
Sure.
And so let us go and put 5 on the board, on the Theme of Voices board, and it starts with the word feel, and it should be up there now, Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Feel that tension in the air, great serpent here is seething, off the sails of desert, from a history of her dreaming. It slithers over stars beyond and chills this red earth, but wait, among the guns are framing, women shriek as wail into tribes, corbori, orc blood is draining, see the elders beyond air, and our land's no longer free. Somehow I feel that's definitely not. It's got to have a snake in it. It's all about Australia, so there's going to be a lot of those tonight, huh?
Uh-huh. Every one of them. All the poems are from Australia.
Great. And the rains.
Now, I should have said, Sweet, you do have, of course, the one and only opportunity to go to the master of all poetry, and that, of course, is Deb, to get help. But you don't.
No,
you can watch the one.
No.
That's it, you see. Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. I'm trying to think. You like to write snakes, but the last few lines are kind of getting me here. The women shrieking whales into the tribes. There's like a, I don't know, like aboriginous kind of love in there, and I don't know about that because I don't know banjo very well enough. That's going to be my down ending for me.
That's the lack of banjo awareness is what you're saying, Sweet.
Yes, I do.
That is difficult in a banjo got show. I agree.
Yes, it is. It can be very hard for me to say, oh, that's what it is, because I don't know him very well as a poet. I'm going to say it's by someone else, another possible poet, but I don't believe it's you, and I don't think it's got that sing-song of banjo.
Okay. Now, I can't convince you to go to Deb Sweet at this particular point.
Yeah, I hate when you do that. You know, I really, really don't. Now, let me think. You always got to make me question myself.
I know. That's what I'm here for. That's the host's job, is to question one.
I know. You know what, P? What the hell, it's you. I'm going to go there. I may even change my mind.
Okay. Well, if you completely change your mind now, Sweet, if you're happy with that?
I am.
Okay, no problems with that. It's good to change one's mind. And let us go to the videotape then and see what it says. Here we go. I guess I should do a drum roll somewhere. Yeah, I'll have it. So it was a nice free 60. So here we go. The answer is...
No way.
Yes.
I changed my mind. Oh. What the hell?
It was indeed.
Yes.
It was indeed. Wait. So I've got no idea how you acted. That's okay. We're not here to work these things out logically. We are just here to say very well done. And well done.
See, the only thing I was struggling with was the freaking word, the word I can never say is the O-C-H-R-E. And you use that in your, you've used it before. And I'm like, well, maybe he copied it from the other person.
Yeah,
you use that word.
I've used poker before, and it's quite a big sort of Australian sort of word thing. So anyway, let us take a photo of this and then put that up on the board, Sweet. It's always nice to be able to start off, I find, with somebody getting one right. I think that's
big
kind of
O right in the middle.
Beautiful.
Big old
so,
O.
Oh, oh, oh. Good guess.
Oh,
man.
Oh.
That was good.
Oh,
it was a guess, too.
What's the name of that other Australian poet that was around when a banjo was? What's the name of that other Australian poet?
well, I'm sure we'll get there, believe me. You know me, I'm quite consistent with these things. So, anyway, in the setup, and we're off and running. And so now I turn to you, Hatter, and say, please just kick us off in a perfectly logical and sensible way by an O in the center. Where are you heading? You can have any poem between 1 and 9, as long as it's not 5.
Give me one. Number one.
One century. Okay. Now, are you happy to read this, Hatter, or did you want me to read it for you?
Yeah, no, I can do it. I can do it. If I want
you can do
if
it.
I need you to, I'll let you know. Let me look at it.
Okay. Two stanzas starting with heard.
Yeah, you read it, please.
Me read it? Okay, righto, but he's quite long. Okay, here we go. Heard a distant rumble all along the narrow track, River Sheen a ghostly pall as flashes off the wooden shack. The clouds are gathering distant, full of thunder by a thread. Dark skies will darn those heavy needles of icy lead. The birds have smelled the metal and startled off away, blackened flights on the skies trail to distance way. Sun falls into horizon's edge at the finish of the plain. Trees are lashed as bent, tumbles down the rain. End bit.
I got this.
Very straight.
That's banjo. That's banjo.
That's banjo. Well, now, Patter, I have to go. Well, that, and that's fine, but I have to ask you, firstly, did you want to go and check with Pep?
No, I'm going to save that because I'm pretty sure this is banjo.
Okay. Now, you're completely, you sound convinced to me, but are you completely convinced that
okay,
that is actually banjo?
Let me look at it one more time.
Please. You only get this one chance.
It's banjo or that other guy. I'm going to say this is banjo.
Henry Lawson. Yeah. You're going to say it's banjo?
Yeah, Henry Lawson.
Okay.
Yeah. Banjo, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you think it's banjo?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready, Hatter?
Final answer. Yep.
I'm going to push the button. Here we go. And the answer is...
I see it.
Not banjo.
Okay.
Not banjo.
Yeah.
Could be many people, but it's not banjo. So that's a bit of a shame, Hatter. Really? Because we were going so well there for a very short period of time. So now I'm going to put a little X up in the corner there. It's a crappy X, actually, but no, it'll do. I will now take a photo of that and then put that up on the board.
Yeah.
While I'm
going to come back here.
I am going to turn to you, Sweet, and say, well, you've got a very handy start here because you've now got the center spot, and you've got Hatter, who's had a go at putting one on the board, and he has been not as successful, let's say it that way. Is that a nice way to put it? Not as successful.
Come back.
I like that.
You come back here. Then.
We're going to go with number 9.
You're going to go with number 9. Okay, cool. Well, let me just we throw that image up on the board so everybody can see what we're doing, should my computer actually decide to do that. Here we go. And it should now be up on the board now. And here's a bit of a crappy X, sorry, Hatter. And so we're now going to play on number 9 down the bottom right corner. And this is the 2 stanzas starting with the word vivid, Sweet, when it comes up. And it is up
vivid
on the board now.
All righty then. This is very, I'll read this first. Vivid grasses and emerald green are their sea's protector. The ocean blurs with broad whiffs of Neptune's specter. Toil broken by fences of horse there, close gather. So this need beware. He seeks out the animals and house thatched in groves. Coast planted in potatoes by Clydesdale hooves. immersed by clouds so thick, curls as moss, covers shrouds from his great sea of loss. Oddly enough, my show's going to be about horses, so the Clydesdales just popped up there, and I thought that was very, very coincidental. Yes. Like, wow, how weird. Wow.
Now, of course, while you are pondering this poem, I do have to remind you that Deb is sitting there as the expert, ready to give you assistance if you wish.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Okay, I don't know yet. This one's a tough one because it's so basic rhyme, and that's not like you, then it is basic rhyme. Like, clear and concise. Wow. I like it. Toxic green.
This one's stumping you, sweet.
No, it does. I'm going to say it's not you, and I don't think it's Beandra. I think it's another poet.
So you think
And this again,
that,
I feel so bad because I don't know Beandra.
No, well, this is true. That is a problem. We have to fix that.
Well, I know Banjo. Look, I know Banjo. Look where I am.
Right.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but this is true. So you're saying at this point, Sweet, that it is somebody else. And so I'm going to do a drum roll, give you a chance to see if you want to.
Okay. Super found.
Suspense is killing me.
I know, I hate it. Give it to me.
What do you think?
I think you're right.
I don't know.
Stop.
I hate it either way.
So, are we going with...
Press the damn button.
Sorry. Sweat.
Keep the drum roll. Was it a yes or a no?
Yes. You ready, Doc?
You're looking for the button.
you got somebody else still has it?
Yes, it's someone else. I believe so.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to the video tape.
Wow.
Damn.
Is it UAP?
Damn.
Oh, can't tell me.
Damn.
Can't tell me. Never mind.
Damn. It's not somebody else. I can tell you, not much, but I can tell you it's not
somebody
else.
Can't tell me.
So, I can't tell you. No, I can't at this point. So, I will towards the end, but I can't tell you yet. So it is either Banjo or me. But, you know, as it turns out, at this particular point in time,
that's
a little better.
Not too bad. No, we've got 9 poems, and we do go back to get a second chance. So, you know, and Deb's still waiting there in the wings to actually answer, you know, somebody's call to actually, you know, go and do this, you see. So all is not lost by a very, very long way. So, Hatter, I'm now turning to you as I try to get my computer to put the photo up on the board. And I am asking the question... Do you want to go or try to get a poem for us that is somewhere between 1 and 9, but is not number 1, number 5, or number 9?
Number 3.
We can do number 3. So it is up in the top right corner, so bear with me while I quickly just add the game board so that we can see that we have, at the moment, a circle in the middle and 2 dashes at either corner. Okay, right. So, let us go for number 3, Hatter, that you yelled out. Now, I'll leave it up to you to tell me whether or not you want me to use my eyes or whether you want to use your eyes on column number 3. It's one paragraph, starting with I.
Okay.
Did you want me to do it, Hatter?
Let me see it first.
Okay, it's up on the board now.
Yeah, you read it.
Here we go. I am a child of the Dreamtime people, part of this land like the gnarled gum tree. I am the river softly singing, chanting our songs on my way to the sea. My spirit is the dust devils, mirages that dance on the plain. I'm the snow, the wind, and the falling rain. End poem.
Deborah, what do you think?
Deborah! Ah! Oh, well, I've got to do a proper dumb roll this time. Okay, so we're using Deb. Deb, I hand across to you.
Well, Hatter, for starters, I don't, in my mind, I can't think of many that AP uses I in, and this one has I am twice, three times I'm. And although it's great rhyme and whatnot, it doesn't feel like banjo either, and Dreamtime people, I have a feeling about this one, but I'm fairly sure that it is somebody else.
I thought at first it was AP. A good point. He uses a personal pronoun. I mean pronouns. Dreamtime people. This might be part of his right for tomorrow night. In the river. Softly singing. Okay, somebody else.
Okay, Heather, and I can't convince you as the drum roll goes, but... you're still going with somebody else? Okay.
Yes.
Well, let us go to the pool. And the answer is...
Thanks, Jed.
You're welcome.
Well, Hatter, I have good news. Deb has assisted you, and you are now officially on the board. You have an X on the board, which is a long way better than not having an X on the board, can I say. So now have got to the point where, if you look, you can see very shortly, when this computer slowly grinds its way through the internet that we have here, that you can see an O in the middle and an X up on the top right corner and two dashes on the other corners. And so, sweet, I turn to you and I say, it is now time to choose another poem that is not 1, 3, 5, or 9.
Two.
Two it is. Alright. So, let me go. Oops. And copy that. And put that up on the board. And it will be up there. Now, it starts with the valleys.
Alrighty then. I gotta get my board refreshed. Hold on. The valley is full of misty cloud, its tenant beauty drowning. The yucca a tree roar aloud, the mountain founts are frowning. Mountain fronts are frowning. The mist is hanging like a pallbearer, some granite ledges, and many a little waterfall starts for the valley edges.
Isn't that a neat little piece of writing? I quite like that. Anyway, two little stanzas, lots of water there, sweet. And I ask you the question, is that banjo? Is that me? Or is that somebody else? But you do have the opportunity, if you wish, to phone a friend, and that friend, of course, is Deb. But you can only use her once.
I definitely don't think it's you at all. And I know there's a cadence to banjo, and this does not have a proper cadence. So I'm going with someone else.
Okay. Well, that I can actually follow your logic on that, and I'm going to give you a drum roll to think about your answer and think if you want to do like the time and completely go 180 or 360. Honestly, but are you happy that this is somebody else, Sweet?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's go videotape, and the answer is...
Yay!
Nicely done.
It is somebody else. And nicely. Even, I've got to say, the line behind that was quite nicely achieved as well. Sweet. I was thinking, not just correct, but sort of correct in the sort of technical form of being correct, if you know what I mean. And so, very neatly done. And so, you have now, if we have a look at the board in two ticks, found that you've got two wonky-looking O's on the board, which is better than having no O's at all and substantially better than having zero. So we are now going to put that up on the board to see that we are starting to sort of get a little bit of action happening in terms of, you know, a line header. So let's have a quick look.
Yeah.
Well, that's up. Now, Hatter, you might want to get it before you decide what you're going to do.
Let me look at it.
And it's up there now. So you can see two wonky-looking O's in squares 2 and squares 5.
Oh, okay. Of course, I want 8. For a block.
You want to, a lot of sense. And so, let me go to column number 8, and I'm going to put that up on the board. This is another one of these long-form poems, Hatter, so you may want me to read it. And what's going on here? What's going on here? Now we're starting to get somewhere. Right. It starts the weather, Hatter. Did you want me to read it or did you want to read it?
I don't see it yet. Hold on. Refresh.
Okay. You might just have to refresh. I just had a few issues putting it up on the board.
Okay. So far, you reading it hasn't given me any edge, so I'm going to read this one.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. The weather had been sultry for a fortnight's time or more, and the shearers had been driving might and main. For some had got this century, who here got it before. And now all hands were wishing for the rain. For the boss is getting rusty and the ringer's caving in. For his bandaged wrist is aching with pain. And a second man, I fear, will make it hot for him unless we have another fall of rain. Well, I was going to go, I was going to say somebody else, so I'm going to pick banjo.
That is the way that you got things right before, Hatter. We've seen that happen that way before. Now, you don't want to talk to anybody else, and while I do a drum roll, like Sweet did earlier, are you happy that that is banjo?
It's about to get real, yeah, banjo.
All right, here we go.
I don't like the way he said that. Yeah. I'm talking about block.
Hatter, I have was actually banjo. Well done.
Banjo.
Congratulations.
Well done.
It was banjo. We love banjo, and it was banjo. Now I remember that You know, this game would have got a lot easier before, of course, unless Hatter had sort of put his two cents with it and said that there could be either one or two banjo poems. Now, we know that there's at least one, but there may be two. So I'm just saying, folks, it may well be that there is another banjo poem, or it may well be that there's not. And that's sort of, you know, just the fun of Hatter making up new rules for me that I've got. So thank you, Hatter. You've actually made this a lot more fun now. Now, if we look forward, have two O's in the centre. We have an X on the right-hand side. We have an X down the bottom. We have a couple of dashes, and then we have three poems left. So our poems number four, number six, and number seven. And that's your choice, sweet. You can go four, six, or... Oh, sweet has dropped. Oh, that's not good.
She can't write back.
So I can keep on asking her, but if she's not there, she's not going to be able to answer. So I'm going to wait 2 seconds for her to see if she can come back on. And there she is. Now,
number four.
This is one of those poems, sweet, that has one stanza. It starts with at, and it is up on the board now, if you refresh.
Okay, at the old tribal squatting place beyond the camp gunyas, tonight they were doing their womp ring dance, a ring song under the bright stars. There was a gathering season, but now little Nardu too long dry, grass all brown, birds not breeding, creeks not running, clouds gone a long time. Oh my God, you poor people, I'm butchering this. I like, though, how it reads. It's very sing-songy, like Dr. Seuss, Australian style.
Yes, I give you that.
I don't think you've ever written anything Dr. Seussy at all that I've ever seen you ever.
Well, I'm not going to say a comment because that would anything that I say would
I'm trying
mean.
To think if I've ever actually wow. And I don't know. Again, I really have to study banjo much longer.
Did you want
to say I'm going to say somebody else. No, I'm going to say somebody else. It sounds like it's something like we would sing like in preschool or something like that. I'm going to say it's probably old traditional, something you sing around a campfire. I don't think it's, you know, like Ring Around the Rosie or, you know, something traditional like that. I don't necessarily think it's something that, or maybe you wrote to it. Oh, maybe it's something you wrote to from your childhood. It's the other hand. I can't do it. You know what? If it hits you, you're writing
okay.
it to something you did as a child. Or to tribute of something you did as a child. Like if I would write a song about Ring Around the Rosie or something, that's something you would write to something like they do. So that's going to be my logic behind picking you as the author.
Okay, so I'm going to do a drop off. Now, go to Deb, or you can change your mind, or you can go.
No,
with
I'm not
going to
change my mind.
Okay, so it's me. Okay, let us go to the video.
I'm going to go there with that.
And the answer is.
Changed my logic, and I shouldn't have.
Bugger. No, it's no, it is not me.
I'm overthinking it.
Not me. I wish it was. Not me. You know, some things that you can do and some things you can't do. And in this particular case, this one was not me. It was yet. We'll get there. But it's not me. Oh, look, I do a bit of it, by the way. I think it's really neat. And I agree with you. It's got a lovely sort of sing-song pattern to it. And I would have been very happy that it was my poem. But I have to say, in this particular instance, it is not. So, Hannah, I'm going to turn to you because we now only have the two poems left to read for the first time on the board, and that is number 6 and number 7. A sense of which one of those you might like.
7. Wait a minute. 7.
7 it is. Okay, let me get number 7. And put that up on the board. We are getting to a very close conclusion here, I suspect. But anyway, let us see. You never know. This is 2 stanzas had up. And it starts with well, the computer sets itself back up again. It starts with doing anything. That's very weird. I'm refreshing and refreshing, and it's actually not helping me. Oh, here we go. Now we've got it. It starts with a knocking. Did you want me to read, or are you happy to read it?
Let me look at it real quick. I don't see it yet. Yeah, refresh.
Okay. Yeah, hit refresh. We should be there.
I don't see it.
You posted
it, right?
Yeah, posted it. Definitely there.
Okay. You see, there's the, okay, knocking on the roof. Yeah, you read it, please.
Yeah. Here we go. A knocking on the roof as if cones been dropped by score, banging litters on the iron as down the buckets bore, large to round like platters, each drop rubber as if tire spare, first bounces give way to a drum, stutter tingling to cymbal snare. End poem.
Now, this just reeks of A.P. Taylor.
There you go.
To get somebody else, so I'm going to pick A.P. Taylor.
That makes complete logic to me, so I'm just going to do a drum roll, Hatter. And I'm not even sure that I can explain how you just got to that answer, but you're saying that it's me.
Yes.
Okay, well, here we go. If I can't convince you otherwise, and it seems like I can't, I'm going to the videotape, and the answer is...
Yeah. Thank you. My system works.
Definitely me, Hatter, is the answer there. So you now get an X on square number 7, which is kind of helpful. And so let me go and put that up on the board. Because, gee, I don't know what's going to happen out of this game yet. It could go any which way. So let me go and do this while, because this week you unfortunately don't have a choice in the matter here, because there is only one poem left, and so you do have to go and read that poem under the rules of the game. I invented them, so I should know them. And that is, we have to have all the poems read before we can go back and have a second go at any poem. And the only one that we have not had a go at is number six. And so I am going to put poem number six on the board for you. So here we go. Poem number... Oh, this is fun. Number six. Never a good... Somebody says, oh, this looks fun. It's now up on the board. It starts with our. How's that? It starts with our. Can you see it? Can you see it, Sweat?
Do we lose her again?
I'm on mute and I'm trying to read this, okay? There we go.
Okay. Well,
Horse can rain, the old man said, with things the way they are. You've got to run off and be, and jackass in the jar. And no man never saw it rain for 50 years at least, not when the blessed bear keeps a flying to the east. The weeks went by, the squatters wrote to tell him thanks the news. It's still as dry as dust, he said, I'm feeling all the ooze. An overdraft would sink a ship, but make your mind at rest. It's all right now. Parakeets are flying to the west.
Two stanzas. So, sweet. Mm. You can still go at this point to Deb if you wish. We are late in the whole program, because now we're about to come down to the fun part, which is sort of the instant sort of working out of where we go next. But up to completely in your hands, sweet, is what you want to do.
Let me see. No, I haven't used her yet, so I can always use her in the second round too, you know. Might need her a second time.
Yep.
Unless that starts over, can we use her, like, is it a reset? I don't think so.
No, only once. So how does been and dusted, all that stuff.
You know, I the way I had to read it, and with things they are, with things the way they are, and the jackass, and I'm feeding all the ooze. The overdraft would sink a ship, but mind you, make your mind at rest. And I can read it like with the Irish ooh. It's got the cadence.
Yes,
so I'm gonna say it's a banjo poem.
Well, there you go. Let's have a look. It's just a reasonable piece of sort of thinking as I've seen through the show sweep. So let me do a drum roll. One more up, or to change your mind. You're happy that it's magic?
No. I'll make my mind at rest. It's all right now. The parakeets are flying west. We're going with the answer.
Okay. Well, let us go to the videotape. And the answer is...
Nice.
God help me. How many times does banjo do a two stanza poem? Good Lord. You know, like never. Anyway, there you go. It is banjo. It is a banjo two stanza brevity. And you picked it correctly, sweet. So very, very well done.
Yeah. Nicely done, sweet.
So,
okay, we still gotta finish this game, Hatter. We're not good at this.
And put up where we are up to, Hatter, because this is a very important moment, because you can now go back and have a second go at things, so to speak. Yeah. So let me just take a photo of that, and it is worth having a look at what the game board is telling us. So we now have finished the first round, and the nine squares have either got X's, O's, or little dashes in them. And the ones that have got dashes in them, Hatter, are the ones that you can have a second guess at. And that is now, if you want to go to the board, you will see
I got to pick four. Oh, well, I can do a win. Oh, wow. Well,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can choose number one.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Number four or number nine.
I gotta go nine.
You're going nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me put the words of number nine up again. Now, this was yes, the vivid grasses, and if you remember this one, this was Sweet, and she said that this was somebody else.
It wasn't somebody else, and we've got two banjo folks. Who is it?
Well, it's interesting. Say, there's a logical sort of thing here, isn't there, really? If we have the poem and we know it's not somebody else and we've had two banjo poems, it does bear thinking, doesn't it? Anyway, for the game, Hatter, can you tell me if that is not somebody else, who that might be?
Well, I feel like I'm cheating. Because it's an elimination.
Well, way the game works, Hatter, unfortunately.
This is why I suggested having more than one banjo, so this kind of thing, we could avoid this kind of thing. But
yeah,
well, I think we missed
it. Worked out sometimes like that anyway. There you go.
Hey, so we missed too many. We missed too many.
But see, the point is logic. Usually, it comes out that every once in a while, logic wins. So
just take your first one.
And if I would have come back on the aboriginary, we would have been fine. If
drum
I would have stuck to my gut and said,
"Got to be AP."
It's
there you
gotta
go.
Be AP. Is logically you are at a. That after a number of games that you have played of Tic-Mac-Po and of Tic-Mac-Banjo, I am here to tell you that you actually won.
I know.
Hatter's the winner.
That is going to come as a shock to you potentially, but I'm here to tell you, Hatter, you have won. And I'm going to put it up on the board and show you that you have actually won, because I'm suspecting that you don't believe that you have actually won, but you have, Hatter. After all of that sort of period of going through all of those shows and doing all those different things, you have actually won the show. And we should say, well done.
That was a...
So, Deb, we have a winner. Which is wonderful. And I will now put up all the different authors of the different poems. It's because there is obviously a list.
Oh yeah, can Sweet and I go over the ones
decide which were the ones that actually caused issues or which didn't.
The elimination
and
stuff. Number
one.
A process of elimination.
Number one was me. And number two was Henry Lawson, Rain in the Mountains. Yes. Number three was Maris, A Spiritual Song. Number four was Kath Walker, or Utigal, The Community Rain Song. Number five was me, Serpent Seeking. Number six was Banjo, The Weather Prophet. Seven was Fair Tires by me. Number eight was Banjo, Another Fall of Rain. and number nine was OP. And I was just so excited I found a banjo poem that was only two stanzas long and eight lines long, and you guessed it right, Sweet. So very well done. So thank you for being with us, Sweet. It was wonderful to have you along for the ride. Thank you, Hatter, for being with us and for being successful. So 1,000 points coming to you. 500 to you, Sweet, for being along and being good sport. And we are on tomorrow with Hatter, Deb, and myself for the wonderful world of dreams. So that should be a heap of fun. And Deb, is there anything else you wanted to add before we round out and get out of here?
Just to check out Monday's board, because there are all five senses words to go with your photo, so might take a little time, 10 p.m. Great game,
thank you very much. Yeah, good.
So you know what I heard?
Beautifully, and poems. It's a bit of a shame I can get my serpent seeking away without fooling somebody, but, you know, you did a great job on the tweet. So here we go with the swingers taking us out. You always know that had a great tune.
Let me ask a question.
Hey, Mark.
Let me ask a question. Yesterday, Carlos Santana collapsed on stage by performing. Did anybody hear his condition?
No, I heard that he was doing better.
Oh, well, that's good news. Okay, there you go.
Yes, I heard that he was doing better.
Thank you, Sweet. And we will go out with, of course, the Swingers, whose song ended up the Kmart theme song, as all big, you know, important rock songs do. Here we go. The Swingers, Counting the Beat. Bye, everybody. See you next week and next month.
Bye.
And tomorrow.
Bye, Queenie. Bye, guys.